the statement, the press statement is read, the SPLM, SPLA in opposition under the leadership of General Thabandeng Gaye, Chairman and Commander-in-Chief of the SPLM, SPLA-IO, held an extended leadership meeting of the political and military leaders in Juba on 1st and 3rd October 2016. Dr. Diew Mathok Ndiing, Secretary General of the SPLM-IO, chaired the meeting. The meeting discussed, among others, the political, economic, and security situation in the country, with a special emphasis on the progress in the implementation of the peace agreement, SPLM-IO party reorganization, cantonment of the SPLA-IO forces, deployment of regional protection force in the Republic of South Sudan, and humanitarian situation of the IDPs and the refugees in the UNMISS sites and neighboring countries. The meeting condemned in strong terms the declaration of war by Dr. Machar groups in Khartoum and called upon the region and international community to pressure Dr. Machar to denounce violence and support the implementation of the peace agreement, of the agreement on resolution of the conflict in the in South Sudan signed in August 2015. Dr. Machar has a chance of returning home, establish his party, and run for presidential elections in 2018. Declaration of war against the people of South Sudan will never bring peace, nor will bring democratic transformation in the country. Instead, it will increase the number of the people seeking refuge and protection in UNMISS sites. The meeting also directs military commanders to coordinate with GMCC. GMCC is Joint Military Ceasefire Commission, and the CITESAM. CITESAM is Ceasefire Transitional Security Arrangement Monitoring Mechanism, to prepare the cantonment sites for the SPLA-IO. The meeting concluded by welcoming the deployment of the RPF, that is Regional Protection Force, in the country, and the approval of the 2016-2017 budget by the Council of Ministers of the Tigunu, which takes into account some provisions in regard to resource, economic, and financial management reforms, here has per chapter 4 of the agreement. This is the brief statement.
Bakhita Radio.
Radio Bakhita.
Sotel Kenisa.
The voice of the church.